How to be creative. It is a subject that has concerned people since the beginning of history. How to be creative. We are going to talk today about creative writing, and we are going to talk about issues that are of ideological nature, spiritual nature, religious nature, larger issues in life. Issues that, if you were to die in 2 weeks, what would you have to say? So, where do we start? Okay. First place, you have to have a creative environment where to work, which means absolute silence, continuous absolute silence. You need to get away from people. Many people's friends are their worst enemies. They're people who hold them back in life, encourage them to stay in negative lifestyles. Negative lifestyles are not just the obvious, such as consumption of alcohol and drugs, participation in unsafe and unstable sexual relationships, which frequently cause people to become addicted to people that don't make any sense with predictable disastrous results, and so on. So you need to have your life in some kind of order to create. Think about creation as like planting a flower in the earth. If you don't water it, if you put it in some concrete or something, put it in a toxic waste pile of junk, it probably is not going to flower. It's probably going to die. Creativity is similar to that. So you need to have silence, absolute silence, so you can think through what it is you want to say. And we don't have all the answers here. Different things work for different people, but we're just talking about things that work for us, okay? Maybe something different works for you. It's a good idea to write down themes on a blank sheet of paper. You need to sit frequently for a number of hours, or maybe a number of days, or maybe a number of weeks with a blank sheet of paper, organizing what it is you have to say. Then you need to start discussing what you have to say. Again, you can't be inhibited. You just start talking. You're not delivering the perfect speech, okay? It's like variations on a theme with a guitar. You start practicing. The first thing you produce may not be very good. The second thing you produce may not be very good, but you'll find out that you are tapping into your subconscious to get ideas that aren't there. You'd be amazed at what comes out of your mouth when you try to discuss these important themes. That matters. So you start talking about these themes, and you talk as long as you feel comfortable talking. And in your mind, you need to sort of wrap the whole situation up in a concluding summary. In writing, it's very important to have a good conclusion and a good summary. So these are relevant matters. Now, you should also use dictation software, and there is a question of whether the dictation software and the recording software can operate at the same time on your computer and phone. We don't know the answer to that question, so you may have to use both. If worst comes to worst, our opinion is to use the audio and then play the audio into dictation software, and hopefully that will work. With that, you can then edit, summarize, re-edit, and so on. It all depends on the situation. It may be that you're writing an article for a publication or something, and you can't figure out recording both, so obviously you have to use the dictation software for that situation. We're not going to get into the details of your business situation. We're trying to get into the spiritual aspects of communication. Maybe it's a good idea to listen to certain kinds of music or whatever, beginning on what you have to say. It also is important in your life to read positive and useful stuff, there are a few things more destructive than the American and Western education systems, which fill people's heads with the most. It's just toxic waste. It's just poisonous junk. So it's a good idea to filter a lot of that stuff out. And we do have ideas on our website for things you can consume and you can read. So that's it. This is an informal lecture. It's a template for future lectures that we will develop.